Daf Tes Amud Aleph.
Fair enough.
Tes Amud Aleph. We we're up to, let's say, the fourth line from the top. Okay, Omer. Omer Abzera. Reb Zera says, "Ubilvad." This is kind of in the middle over here, but we'll remind ourselves what we're talking about on the previous Amud. Reb Zera says, "Ubilvad shul yomer hashkivenu." You have to make sure not to say hashkivenu. Well, if it just means don't say hashkivenu, that's
a tough thing.
No, that's obviously what I was referring
but
to.
But hashkivenu say at night. Hashkivenu is in Kriyashma.
Right. So, correct. It's connected to the Kriyashma. This is referring to the Gemara which we had last week.
Say the two almost within each other.
Exactly.
Neitz and the other thing.
One right before Neitzachama,
right,
and the other one right after Neitzachama. Right. That's what it says. Three lines from the bottom on Chesamad Beis. It says Pa'amim she'adam kar kreishma shte pa'amim biyom. You can say the Shema twice during the day. Achas kodem ha'Neitzachama v'achas la'achar Neitzachama. One right before the sun rises, and one right afterwards. And you can fulfill the night one, and then
and
right
the
afterwards
day
the day one.
Right.
We also saw, that's correct. And therefore, even though you said the Shema so late, you said it right before Neitzachama, right? You said it right before...
Still Yotze.
You're still Yotze. And he says, the reason is, what do you mean? It's so later, it's past Amud HaShachar. As we said last week, the difference between Amud HaShachar, which is the first rays of light, but a person can't yet see the sun, that's what Neitzachama is. You can actually see the sun, which is approximately 7 hours, 12 minutes after Amud HaShachar. So it's already day, right? But the sense of the pasuk says, B'shach b'cha doesn't mean, doesn't make a difference if it's day already. Doesn't matter. The concept is just as long as there's some people that are still lying down.
But that bothers me.
Why?
Because you're always going to find some... You're making your own law here.
Yeah.
You can find somebody who's always going to be sleeping later or getting up earlier. Okay.
Right.
But that's what they're trying to say. That's the point.
What I'm having a problem here with is the kavana of the tefillah.
Right.
My take on this is a guy wants to get over with things, his two shemas, cover his bases, and tell him, I'm finished, I've done my chova.
Okay.
And he's dependent upon that even though he's up, other people are sleeping.
Right.
And therefore, because other people are sleeping, I can go ahead and say it now. The Paro Shavcha.
Right.
It's based on what you're doing, not based on what the rest of the population is doing.
Well, if it's what I'm doing, we never fill the pasuk with shachbucha, right?
Right.
Because you're always awake.
Always awake, exactly.
When you're awake.
I think the ikkar is that you're saying
that's
it, that you have the kavana to say it. And to find that you can find a time because you can still see because somebody else is sleeping.
I don't know.
Okay, it's a b'diavad. You're not supposed to say it then.
Oh.
The only thing you're dealing is a b'diavad. It's not the chachor.
Right.
It's
We're going to... That's exactly right. We're going to get to that part.